Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying inner workings, a relationship with God. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 11, verses 4 to 7, a life of faith. If what we believe makes any difference, it must change the way we live. The phrase, by faith, is stated repeatedly in this chapter, Hebrews chapter 11. Do we take faith as seriously as we ought? Think of what must be believed to become a Christian. Just think about it for a moment. What must be believed? That you are God's creature. That you have rebelled. That He is holy, and you are guilty as a sinner before Him. That He sent Jesus Christ into the world to atone for sin. That by believing in Jesus, His righteousness is imputed to you so that your guilt is taken away and you are accounted righteous in God's sight. That if you believe in Jesus, you have been made a new creature in Christ. And have been given a new life with power to live it. That when you die and your body is laid in the ground, your soul will be immediately in the presence of God in heaven, and Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead and to vindicate those who have trusted in Him. And that at the resurrection, endless and perfect satisfaction await those who have trusted Jesus Christ. But you know what's interesting? All of this must be believed to become a Christian. And yet, you can't see any of this. You can't prove it in a laboratory. No one ever comes back from the other world to tell us about it. We can't see sins forgiven. We must believe it. We can't see the person in heaven. We must believe it. And we must believe it all based on God's promise. Jesus Christ said He would return, but it's been 2,000 years. We must believe that He will keep His promise. Faith must make a difference. It must change the way we live. It did for three men, Abel, Enoch, and Noah. For them, it was all about faith. We can learn three things from the lives of these three men. First, we learn that without faith, you cannot be accepted by God. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he being dead still speaks. The story of Cain and Abel is recorded in Genesis chapter 4. It's so well known that many who have never read the Bible know that Cain killed Abel. It was the first murder in human history. One brother killed another in an outburst of rage and jealousy. Sibling rivalry was present from the beginning. Cain farmed the soil, Abel raised livestock. Cain brought an offering from his crops, while Abel brought a sacrifice of the best of his herd. God accepted Abel's offering because it was brought in faith. What did Adam teach his sons about the way to approach God? My guess is Adam explained that God required a sacrifice. Cain represents all the people in the world who believe that they can make up their own religion. Many Christians have made up their own religion. It's reflected in their giving, their church attendance, and their integrity. You can believe what you want, think what you want, act like you want. God always looks at the heart. when he looked at Abel's heart, he found faith. And it was faith that he rewarded. Second, we learn that without faith, you can't please God. Verses 5 and 6. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The story of Enoch is brief, just 4 verses. Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24, contain his entire life history. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. For 65 years, it looks like maybe he lived for himself. But when Methuselah was born, he began to walk with God. And walked with him for 300 years. One day, Enoch and God walked. And he walked right out of time and space into eternity. He was not, because God took him off the earth and allowed him to enter heaven without experiencing death. He's one of only 2 people in the Bible who did not die. The other was Elijah. For the believer in Jesus Christ, death is the transition from this life to the next. John Stott wrote that death is a trivial episode to the believer. It is the doorway through which we enter the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then third, we learn that without faith, you cannot stand against the world. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Genesis chapter 6 through chapter 9 records the story of Noah. We all know about the great flood, the big ark, and the gathering of the animals. And we know how Noah saved his family while the world around him perished. The Bible calls Noah a preacher of righteousness, but he didn't have much to show for his efforts. For 120 years, he preached the truth and called the society around him to repentance. When the flood finally came, only 8 people were saved. Noah and his wife, his 3 sons and their wives, he managed to save his own family and no one else. By faith, he preached when no one would listen. By faith, he built the ark when people ridiculed. By faith, he continued to build year after year. And by faith, he believed things he had not yet seen. Noah was a righteous man who had great faith in God. His faith saved his entire family. It's interesting that not one word was spoken about the faith of his wife, or the faith of Shem, Ham, or Japheth, or their wives. But they must have had some faith. How do I know that? When Noah entered the ark, his wife went with him. When Noah and Mrs. Noah entered the ark, their boys went with them. And when the boys entered the ark, their wives went with them. They had enough faith to follow the family head. Noah's faith saved his entire family. He believed so deeply and obeyed so completely and walked so intimately with God that it was natural for his entire family to do the same. That's the power of a godly example. So what do we have when we stand back and look at these 3 men who lived before the flood? We get this. Faith taken seriously makes a difference and changes the way we live. Abel found the righteousness that comes by faith. He trusted in God. Enoch walked with God and went straight to heaven. He trusted in God. Noah had the courage to stand against the world. He trusted in God. You give all of that some thought, and you have a great day.